Fighters, when you started your business, there were some people, of course, that supported you, but there were other people that were judging you, right? They're saying, you're never going to make any money. It's really hard to start a business. You're going to have to work your butt off. You're never going to see your family. If the economy tanks, you're probably going to go bankrupt, and all these things flying at you from the doubters. Well, listen, I want to equip you with everything you need to prove them wrong. And that's why I want you to get your keister, your butt, your seat, the back end part of your body that you put on a chair. I want you to bring it to Denver in September. So hit the link and be part of our final Mile High Profit Summit here in 2024. I'm out. Fighters, depending on your stage in business, you're going to want to approach how you spend your time in different ways. There are different seasons of business that require different things from you as the owner. And that's what I want to talk about today in this video. So check it out. I'm just going to make this really simple. You got three main phases that we're going to break this down into today. The first is you have the startup contracting business. You start your business, and to me, this is like $0 to $50,000 a month would be the startup. The next phase is that $50,000 to $100,000 per month phase of business. And then the third phase would be $100,000 plus per month, which puts you at over $1.2 million a year. Now, each of these different seasons of business, I found for me personally, requires something different from me. And that's what I want to dig into today and give you some clarity, because you can't do everything. I know if you've been following Contractor Fight TV for any amount of time, I'm telling you to create content and call your past customers and do this, that, and the other thing for marketing and, you know, always being on the attack and building your brand. So I want to break that down a little bit so as to not overwhelm you, and that you can make sure that you're spending the appropriate amount of time in each area of the business per season of business. All right. So Logan almost spit his chocolate milk out behind the camera because he could tell I was searching for the words. Oh, I thought it was chocolate milk. Did I see a chocolate milk thing in here? Oh, it's Electra. It's like brown water. That's why I think I thought it was chocolate milk. Anyway, rope him back in. So listen, the first season of business is that up to $50,000 a month. I call this the hustle and grind. And in this phase of the business, guys, it's all about hunting. It's about getting off your ass, shaking hands, introducing yourself to people, joining networking groups. There's a thing called a business networking group. Just go business networking groups, your town, not literally your town, but the town you live in. It's like, what was the old movie Stripes? You're too young for this. All right, Stripes. It was like, raise your hand. They were taking the oath or something to go into the military. I state your name. And they're all like, I state your name. I think it was Stripes. It was either that or one of the police academies or Leslie Nielsen movies. Anyway, I've just dated the hell out of myself because all you young fuckers have no idea what I'm talking about. But anyway, networking groups, it's cold calling. It's knocking doors. It's being on the hunt. This stage of business, if you want to call it like the foundation of a house, is all about getting sales. That's the only thing that matters in this stage of the business, is you must sell shit, okay? Now, the second phase I call farming. Farming is about planting seeds and creating leverage. So back when our ancestors were roaming the earth with spears, looking for a woolly mammoth to stick the thing in and eat. All right. They're out there hunting and they're looking for the meat. That's like the first season of your business. Well, over time in humanity, they, you know, somebody's like, hey, what happens if we stick a seed in the ground and we could put a lot of seeds in the ground and then it will grow? It frees up the time. It's creating leverage for you to eat. Well, it's the same with your business. The first phase, the foundational phase, is all, I got to sell, I got to sell, I got to sell. The second phase is all about farming. And this is actually where I focus more on the profit of business. Of course, you can be profitable from day one in your business up to $50,000. You should be. But again, the priority here is to sell, to create cash flow, and to get customers. All right, this farming stage is when you're creating more content in the business. You know, you might start a YouTube channel like so many contractors have, because that helps you get found in search, right? That's leverage. It's going to be working your client database, calling your past customers, doing warranty visits, you know, email marketing, text marketing, you know, anything that has to do with that. And then also influencers, right? Maybe you paint shit and you want the home inspectors to know who you are because they're in hundreds of homes a year. So you plant and you build and nurture these relationships with your influencer network. And the net result of that is you will get more leads because you've created leverage. And that's like even those BNI groups and stuff or networking groups that you're in. This is still a little bit into the farming here because you're building these relationships. And if 50 people know who you are, that increases your chances to get referrals and pick up work. So you got that foundation phase where you're selling. You got the farming phase where you're starting to put some things in play that are going to help generate higher profits. Think of that like the framing of the house. And then you're going to put the roof on the house and do all the decorating inside and make it look pretty. Guys, that's the third phase of the business where you're up over that 100 grand a month. And I call this protect. Why do you call this protect? Because this is where things can get out of hand. If you scale too quickly, you're simply going to scale a shitty, unprofitable business that doesn't have consistent sales. You're going to add too much overhead, too much infrastructure in the business with people answering the phones and maybe salespeople, estimators, project managers. You have all this overhead. If you don't have more of a focus on your systems in this stage of business, you're fucked. All right. This is all about creating momentum, creating profit, creating something that can run without you efficiently. So this is that stage of business where you're raising up leaders. You are learning how to delegate and give people ownership. You are also refining your efficiencies, which I said a second ago, meaning, all right, if we could squeeze out another 3-5% gross profit on a project, that is real money that is profit. Because the bigger you get, if you don't have this dialed in, it's going to be a real struggle. This is where a lot of money is lost because you see all this work on the board. You got all these trucks on the road. You're doing over 100 grand a month. And you start thinking like, oh, I'm on easy street. That's not the case. In fact, I talked to somebody earlier this morning who is shutting their business down after almost 20 years. It's a good friend of mine from way back in the day. And side note here, this person did not want to embrace the fight way. They didn't want sales training. They didn't live by the 50% gross profit rule that we talk about. They're not creating content consistently in the business. And what was happening over time is as they grew and they were doing a couple hundred jobs a year, they were not profitable. In fact, their profit on $1 million that they did a year or so ago was only 27,000 bucks, you guys. All right. They bring in a million. I think he paid himself around 80 grand. And he had 27 grand in net profit, which was already spent because his debt is through the roof. And it was through the roof because he didn't follow the plan here. So we want to build that house. You got to have the strong foundation of sales. Then you got the strong, you got the walls, right? You got your frame in the house and putting the roof on. And that's that whole farming stage of the business where you're reinforcing it and creating some leverage. And then finally, the efficiencies, the systematization phase of your business. A lot of new business owners focus too much on creating systems in their business because they read The E-Myth, which is a great book. But if you don't have sales, you don't have any fucking jobs to do where you can implement your systems. And if you don't have consistent work coming in, it's harder for your crews and the people in your company to and yourself to follow the process, follow the system, because there's too much time between jobs and it's always a rat race. So helmet tap if you agree with me, if you're tracking with me. There you go. Why do so many consumers give contractors shit about what we charge? You know, it's okay for other professions to make 100, 200, 300 grand a year in personal income. But when you try to run a real contracting business that adds value to your community and you want to build a team and give your employees a great life, you want to have a great life as an owner, they want to have you break your bid down. They start questioning shit like, well, how much profit are you making? That never happens with other industries, and I'm sick and tired of it. You don't see that in other professions. It's about time as a contractor that you start earning what you're worth. And more so than ever with inflation and all the stuff going on in the world, you need to make money because the dollar ain't worth what it used to be. And so I'm doing a four-part special video training for you guys on how to earn what you're worth in any economy. You're going to want to be there. We're going to go deep into the things that are rolling around in your head, and I'm going to connect some dots for you that are going to open your eyes and help you make more money on your very next project that you do. So hit the link, register for this special video training series that we're doing here in the Contractor Fight. I look forward to seeing you there. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out. So how much time do we want to be spending in each season of business here? Because I broke this down as well. I believe when you're in that zero to 50,000 a month phase, you're trying to get to 50 grand a month, you are going to do some of these things. So for instance, you're going to hunt, you're going to farm, and you're going to do something to protect. And I'll break it down here. It doesn't mean you don't do any of those other things. It just means the time that you spend on them might vary based on the priority of where the age of your business is, the season of your business. So for instance, up to 50 grand, priority number one is hunting. About 80% of your time should be spent hunting. So just for clarity, there's 5 working days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 80% of that would be 4 days a week. When I first started in business over 20 years ago, I was at least 80%, if not more, of my time was spent out there shaking hands. I'd see a dumpster, I'd stop and knock on the door and go, "Hey, I paint shit. What's going on inside the house?" That is the hunt. It's just being fanatical about generating customers. 5%, so 80% there, 5% is on farming. It's the networking time. It's creating content. It's working your database. It's building your influencer relationships and strengthening those and watering and fertilizing those relationships about 5% of your time. And so let's just do that in a 40-hour week. Okay. Let's go 40 hours times 5%. It's 2 hours a week. Okay. It's just simply 2 hours a week. And then the third part there of protect, I'm going to amp that up to about 15% of my time. So if I'm going to work 40 hours a week times 15, that's about 6 hours a week where I'm working on efficiencies. That's where I'm job costing. I'm learning how my estimates compare to estimated times compared to the actual times. I'm doing a little research or talking to my team about how can we produce this job, just a few man hours under budget, so that we could start building our profits. Hopefully that makes sense. The second phase of your business, where you're at that $50,000 to $100,000 mark, the priority is farming. It's creating that leverage. That's going to be about 50% of your time, with 20% going to hunting, and then the remaining 30% on creating your efficiencies and working to protect the money that you're bringing into the business. And the final stage is up over $100,000 a month. In this stage, about 70% of your time as the owner is spent on the bigger picture things. You are building leaders. You're coaching your team. You are delegating, giving ownership. Again, more refining of the systems and the processes. You're pulling your team together and going, "Hey, here's this thing we do in the business." It could be answering the phone. It could be job costing. It could be our pre-job walkthrough that we're going to do, whatever. All these are systems in your business. And as you grow your business, more of your time, about 70%, should be on things like that. The next 20% would be on the farming. And then the smallest percent, about 10% of that time, would be on the hunt. Now, at this point in your business, this is for you personally, this point in your business, you're probably delegating and giving ownership to a sales team who's out there generating leads and building relationships and doing some of these things. But we're just talking about your time. And this is why a lot of contractors can't seem to get over the hump. It's one of the reasons is they feel like everything has equal priority. And that is just not the case. If everything's a priority, then nothing's a priority. So before we get out of here, it's important for you to know that as you grow your business over time, your work, your time spent in the business as it grows will shift to higher level stuff. In the very beginning, you might be doing some $20 and $30 hour tasks. As you grow your business up over 100 grand a month, now you're doing $1,000 per hour tasks in your day. And that's when you really start to scale and grow the business that you want to have. So listen, drop in the comments your biggest takeaway from this. If you want to move faster through these different phases, head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground. Check out what we got going there in our group coaching program. You guys rock. I got to roll. I am fucking out.